USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States and Israel officials meeting in Washington on Tuesday discussed their serious concerns about advancements in Iran's nuclear program and agreed to the significant threat posed by Iran. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they will focus attention on the growing threat from Iran, providing drones and precision-guided missiles to its allies. Sentencing for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's death has been pushed back to June 25th. Chauvin's previous hearing was reset by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill. The online court docket gave no reason, but court spokesman Spencer Bickett said the move was due to a scheduling conflict. Some women around the country are reporting menstrual cycle changes after taking the COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Even if there is a connection, that I would be terribly worried about is representing a long-term problem.
Dr. Heather Huddleston on ABC 7 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden has appointed a new ICE director. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. Gonzalez had been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. He also opposed legislation in Texas that would have required local law enforcement to determine the immigration status of individuals in their custody. If the Senate confirms Gonzalez, it would be the first time that the agency has had a Senate-confirmed director since January of 2017.
Founded in 2003, ICE's stated mission is to protect the United States from cross-border crime and illegal immigration. India has seen more COVID cases in the last 7 days than any other country. A second wave has seen the official death toll surpass 200,000. Some in-country believe the actual number may be higher. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Now that supply and demand for the COVID-19 vaccine has reached a level that any adult American can get a shot, what will it take to get those unsure of the vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As vaccines are becoming more widely available, demand in many areas in the country has dropped. Several states have asked the federal government not to send their full allotment of shots each week so as not to waste doses they know will go unused. Dr. Tyson Bell says now is the time to start an aggressive campaign to sway those still on the fence about getting the shot. The medical ICU director at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that knowing you have access to the vaccine could sway your decision to get it.
We have to effectively message those who may still be on the fence or less eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccination. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across it on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence, but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
As of April 26th, 43% of Americans have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. President Biden will address the nation and a joint session of Congress tonight from Washington. The broadcast is expected to start at 9 p.m. Eastern with a wide variety of topics to be discussed. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.